So, you guys wake up in a nice little morning. It's about another few hours away, and as you guys are walking through the fields after a few hours, you see this nice big cobblestone structure that's just overtaken by vegetation and everything. And you're able to make out what seems like the entrance, but it is completely covered in vegetation as well. Takes about another 30 minutes to get up to it.
Alright, guys. We finally made it. So what's going on here?
What's going on here, boys?
It's out here.
Hey, don't look. Don't look. Don't look. It's the...
Don't look! No! No!
Grab your book and put it in front.
What?
Just put it in
front. I don't even know what he's talking about.
So, okay.
What's under the table?
So, this. Is this the dungeon?
It sure is. I can't wait to explore. I would explore it myself, but
I'm
feel like
stupid.
It's too dangerous for
this. Hey.
Alright, leave.
No one wants you here. Hey.
No, but I want to be here because
I don't care.
I'll kill you, you come in there with us.
Well, she needs to go with, because we're pretty stupid.
Safe, right? I'll kill you if you fall.
Big ol' Onagi here with his big ol' muscles. He'll protect you.
I'll kill you.
No problem.
Dude.
We're
trying to help you. Shut the fuck up, you idiot.
Makes direct eye contact. Follow me.
So, yeah, it'll be
okay.
Off into
the woods,
stick with us and you'll be okay.
Okay. So, if you guys want to go inside, you're going to have to do something about the vegetation covering the door.
Well, I have an axe.
Dude, I have two
sides. Well, yeah, and I have an axe.
I have two sickles.
Just chop them down.
Right. Yeah, go ahead and roll attack damage.
Attack damage on vegetation, Dylan?
I mean, you're going to hit it, so why would you make an attack roll?
It's slashing it, not hitting it.
I hit a leaf one at a time.
Roll damage for it.
Please, Mercer.
Not damage. Damage. You don't have to do an attack.
1d6.
I mean, you're going to hit it.
What is it, 1d6?
I hope.
It's whatever.
Dude, oh, no!
What's your attack die?
I don't even know.
Look for your sickle. Sickle 1d4.
I'm using both.
That is 4.
My light hammer is a 1d4.
My hammer's not going to cut.
I know, but I'm just saying my light hammer is a 1d4.
He can knock down the wall.
Alright. He rolled a 1.
So, you know, I mean, you're chipping away at it, but there's just so much there.
We need battle axe. Come on.
I was going to say, let's make a control.
Which one do you roll for the battle axe?
It's a D12. Can I just, throw my battle axe and it just, spin around and cut stuff, farther out than what I could normally do?
Only for vegetation attacks.
It's that one.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna
pop my back.
Hit that
button. I mean, you're just gonna swing at the vegetation.
Roll to 6.
Alright, 6 damage. After swinging at it a little bit with the sickles and the battle axes.
Fickle boy.
You're able to create a small little hole and you're able to get through.
What are we doing? I thought we were just cutting vegetation down as we walk.
No, there's vegetation covering the door.
No,
I should have thrown my hammer through it. Okay.
Collapsed the whole
wall. Well, you create a nice hole, and you can get through it to go inside.
That's all of them.
So who's going in first?
Me.
Okay. Who's after him?
Noah.
I need an order of how you guys
I will.
Okay, well, I take point as normal.
I will them.
I should take bowl. I got the
then
dancing light.
Then Daniel last.
You could just sit in the back and throw it from there, I guess.
So you guys go in.
We got a projector.
Inside is an old cobblestone building with vegetation all around. Covering the inside.
Minecraft.
Vines and whatnot, bushes.
Uh-huh.
And the room that you enter is like a half circle.
A semicircle?
Yeah, it's like a circle cut in half.
A half circle.
Half circle. In the middle,
no, dude, that
appears to be an old
circle.
Dried up fountain.
Corporal. That's a carpal. Alright.
In the middle of this half circle room, appears to be a
carpal of that
pile. Shut up! I done told you to shut up! Please, continue.
In the half circle room in the middle, There appears to be an old, dried-up fountain with vines coming out of it.
How does a fountain... Oh, I was thinking a water jar come off that.
And there
keep
is...
Keep it to your cell phone, Naga.
There's double doors behind the fountain, and then there's a door to the right and a door to the left.
First of all, we need to investigate this room.
Yeah.
My boy, investigate the room.
Definitely for this fountain.
Is it the fountain of eternal?
Take all the 20.
In the natural 20. As you look around, it's an old building.
Old decrepit building.
This area kind of looks like the central room. Inside the fountain, you can tell it used to be an old wishing fountain. You find little copper pieces in there. All together.
Some broke people must have lived.
There's probably like 6 copper pieces that you can find.
I'm going to add that.
What if we just put that in the bank?
Well, no, it's
on the moving bank.
That's a whole 6 copper, though. That's like...
But copper's like nothing. It's like pennies.
With 1% interest.
Pennies add up.
Okay.
It's okay. Only 5 copper gets you 1 pittance. I don't think 5 pennies can get you a
pittance. Excuse me.
Excuse me. All right.
So, yeah, that's what's...
Excuse me.
So, which door are we going through?
Excuse me.
Well, let's stick together because it's always a bad idea to split up.
I say double doors look like most promising.
No.
What
if we go right or left and it's a dead end, we might as well investigate those before going to the big room.
Okay, is the place we're in, like, is it kind of creepy? Is it... What is
I
it?
I mean...
What's the vibe?
Yeah, what's the vibe from
you
the
You look up, there's a big hole, so I'm not coming in hitting the well.
I mean, pretty much, there's a big hole.
What kind
of
vibe are we getting from them? What kind of vibe are we supposed to be giving off?
It's a vibe of nature taking over.
Oh,
peaceful kind
of? So you go
somewhat
to
peaceful kind
of. An abandoned building.
Like, kind of like a creepy one, so I was like, I'll kick open a door.
I mean,
but if
it's
that...
It's creepy silent, but it's like, it's nature overtaking.
If you guys think, like, you ever, like, go to an abandoned building out in the middle of nowhere, and it's just silent... That's
an old mess.
And it's like vegetation's taking over. Nature's taking back what it wants home.
So then, it's like a peaceful thing. Okay, well then we can just like... We don't really need to stay cautious. We can just like look around as we go.
Check left. Let's check right first, and then check left.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to go down right?
Yep.
Okay. So, you open up the right door, and for about... And it's a small little hallway. It's about 10 feet wide, and then it goes down for about 30 feet, and then it takes a sharp left turn.
I need to keep an eye for trip wires or pressure plates or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true. Could be trapped.
So, I need an order.
Alright,
one
is normal.
Alright, let's have a high investigation checker first, so we can investigate as we go.
And I got dancing light and stuff like that. So
investigation is like looking around.
Okay,
for...
Okay, so Rev, are you taking?
Looking for some,
like tripwires.
How tall is everybody?
Looking for stuff would be more perception.
About my height.
Hey, that's a pretty high perception.
Okay,
so
Noah, how tall is your character? Like genuine, I have a genuine.
Yeah,
idea.
My perception's +5.
How tall is your character?
Roughly. I wrote it down. I think my character's my height, so he's about 5'6", 5'7".
Okay. Dana, how tall is your character?
5'6". I mean, 6'5". I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Big boy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm currently
like
7 foot, so...
I mean,
like,
I am an elf.
Okay, well, I could, like, actually be in the back, and I could still throw my hammer, because I'm...
Over everybody.
Well, I'm 7 foot. You're the tallest one, but I'm still so much taller than you that I could still do...
You're a Goliath.
So, I could still do that. So, I can still attack. I'll sit in the back. Because I'm just a brick, basically.
I'm a brick wall.
Well, I mean, I'm like a brick.
And you're pretty stupid, so you don't need to be in the front.
Well,
so.
I normally take front if we're like going in like a dungeon or something. Well, not
we're in the dungeon.
Like that mine we went into, always went first because there was a lot of enemies. I can just sit in the back on this one, and if need be, I can still throw my hammer.
All right. Might clip the top of my head, but that would be fine.
I'm 7 foot tall.
That's like
me. That's me.
How tall is the room?
It's about like 40 feet.
Just overarm, throw that thing. So it's going to be him,
Noah.
Then Noah. I'm last. Then Vess, then okay, me, so and then...
Actually, I want Vess behind me. If she dies, she dies.
No, then you're okay, last. That's fine.
So,
go ahead. Wait, how tall is Vess? Like 5'6", probably.
Yeah, she's exactly 5'6".
Shit.
Dang.
9.
I think.
We're old at 9.
Okay, well, as long as it's something like that.
Yeah, she's 5'6".
We need to let Noah try. Perception.
Watch the stupidest person roll a natural 20.
What'd you roll?
9.
9?
No, we need you to do it once, and then we're kind of done, because I don't have a higher perception.
I have a plus 1 perception.
Me too.
So, you don't see anything out of the ordinary. Guys are just walking through. And then, about halfway down this long hallway, you can see off in the distance with the sunlight coming through the roof. It kind of opens up. But about halfway down the hallway...
A suit of armor. I need a weapon.
Out of nowhere, the sides of the walls kind of move.
Oh, it was.
Well, I knew it!
Out of the vegetation are 4 twig lights.
Wait,
what? The walls are, like, the walls, like,
coming
opening up. Started to move.
Okay, I thought you meant,
the vegetation on the walls. The vegetation on the walls start moving, and...
What did you say, they were spriggans?
Twig lights. They blended in with the vegetation.
All of you in front of you step away, I'm trying to lighten them.
So we need to roll...
Hey, no, Daniel's not do initiative yet because they get a surprise attack, so they have advantage.
Shit.
So,
all 4 of them at the same time.
We're about to get killed by some lightning
bugs.
Well,
you guys are in front.
Well, they're not lightning bugs. Think of it like little groups.
Little what?
Like groups. Teenage
think
groups.
About like groups.
Teenage
like gremlins?
Yeah, spriggan. Like
I cut his arm off and make myself a new handle for Mjolnir. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, them twig people?
So, the first one's going to attack...
Red.
Shit.
V-Man.
Holy fuck. What's your name?
You're in front.
Vladim.
V-Man?
Vladim.
So, 11.
Vladim. I thought your name was V-Man. Vladim. Do it. Kill him. Kill Vladim. We don't care. We do not care.
It's 14 to hit?
Oh!
How much... Wait, my armor class is 16.
Dude.
So... It comes out and it attacks you with its little twig arms.
It
just kind of bounces off your armor.
I think we might need to record a second part of
the lightning.
Then one appears right beside Ethan towards the back.
It what?
One appears right beside Ethan towards the back.
And goes and slaps him on the
head. Okay, how close are we to the wall?
Does the third... I mean, you're right beside it.
It's dude,
can I just take my hammer and, like, try
well,
to...
Well, it's in corner
oh,
with a giant ceiling.
Yeah. Well,
I'm close to the wall. I'm just going to take my hammer. 13
hit.
Try to slam.
13.
Come on.
Armor class.
13.
So it hits.
Oh.
So it's going to be...
I don't get
dude,
that.
Like
he's
comes
much
me.
Bigger than
it's
I am.
It's definitely
so
dude.
So it's going to be 1d4 plus 1 damage.
No, look.
So that's going to be 4 piercing damage.
Okay.
Now, actually, I could die from it.
I'm down to 22 health.
The next one's gonna attack Noah from the left side.
He
ain't even gonna touch me. He touched me.
He touched me. He's like, hmm. And I was like,
so 19 plus 3, does that hit?
Yeah.
So,
dude.
That's gonna be 5 damage. And his twigs kind of start piercing your skin.
Oh.
And then the last one's gonna.
Not me.
Attack you.
Dang it! Are you kidding me?
Don't do it. Turns around and hits Vess again.
That's gonna hit you, dude.
No, go.
14 plus
3. Oh!
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know I got hit. That hurted.
That's gonna be 3 damage.
What?
As it pierces your stomach.
No, it pierces my leather armor. Because I got
it. It scratches you pretty bad.
It scratches my arm. Gosh, that so, my arm.
So go and ahead and roll initiative.
Ow, you scratched me.
Woo!
Don't tell me.
I'll roll first. Hey, what was the bonus again? Was it dexterity?
Yeah, plus your dex.
Alright, so guys, I'm gonna just let you know when it comes to my turn.
I go first.
Yep, Brett's got 21.
When it comes to
no, oh.
when it comes 25. To
oh,
my
I was thinking my dex.
My turn. Alright, I need y'all to step out of the way because I'm about to lightning blast.
I'll take it.
There's 2 on the left, 2 on the right.
Okay.
Dude.
And then one behind
it's
me.
It's wide, dude. It's wide.
It's a 5x30.
It's pretty wide.
So you can get 2 of them.
Easy. Lightning.
Dude, I'm just gonna take my hammer and just
I got 10.
Alright. Don't tell him yet.
Plus
don't
what?
Plus dex.
Where?
Your modifier, dexterity modifier.
Which
dex,
one is that one?
Dex is
I need
the
you to read
one.
That one. Dexterity. None.
Okay.
Bam, 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 bam.
Alright. Rue.
6.
Legus.
9.
Onaga.
15.
Bladeen.
Disgusting.
25.
That's disgusting.
Jesus fuck.
He really maxed it.
He's maxing his.
Yeah, he has max dexterity right now, at least.
Who ate all the reds? Oh, there's one more.
The reds are better than the black ones.
You're telling me.
That's
what I'm grabbing.
Trash can.
Them.
I was about to try.
Hey, Rhett, can you
use
the trash can, my dude?
Quit, dude. Are you. You are stupid. Stop. Dude, stop. Bring the other ones.
The best rule of 4.
Oh, God.
4 bats. And so.
What did you roll? 4?
6.
Wasn't much. Alright,
so first is Bladeen.
Alright, so I counteract. I throw a dagger at one of their faces.
Bitch!
On the right.
They're on the bottom top of you, you'd have disadvantage.
Wait, they're on top of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember they attack.
No!
Oh.
As you're walking down, right beside you, they start coming out of the vegetation like, oh shit!
You clawed. That's just a reaction dagger. Fuck it.
That's like the panic knife from Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So yeah, what are you doing? I mean, you can stab them with your dagger.
So they're above us, right?
No! Right beside you. There's two on the right, two on the left.
When he says on top of us.
Oh, okay. So they're right there. Alright, so never mind.
They came from the ceiling.
And he wants to be a Marine.
They're on top
it's
of
fitting.
Us. He's like, oh shit!
Dude, he's gonna be in Afghanistan. They're right on top of us. He's like, where? I don't see him! They're in the clouds!
Lester's like lighting up the roof of like the shack we're in.
Oh god.
Alright, so I'll just take my.
Y'all start chowing
sword.
Into this watermelon before it dries out and goes all bad. Right,
go ahead and.
Like, so challenge.
What is it? D20 or
yeah,
the first 20 plus your. That's enough. Where's the 20 at?
Right now.
There's. It blended in. The
3 more years and we'll be 20. 2 for you.
5. Fuck. What was it? Plus strength? Or.
Plus strength, yes, because you're using a sword
7.
And proficiency.
7. Proficiency. Fuck. Keep losing.
7, 8, 9. It, just 9. Remember proficiency is plus 2. Right?
Yeah. It bounces off.
Yeah. Just write it down, man.
Okay, so how much is it?
Why is 6
9?
Afraid
nine.
From 7?
So you get your short sword out. You go and attack it, but like as you go to attack it, like its twigs just kind of like move and dodge it out of the way.
How's that?
Hold on. Yeah, bonus action.
Well, I guess I'm just gonna sit here.
So is it like intertwined with my sword?
I just want to fight.
It's just kind of like, its twigs moved out of the way. And you missed it.
Alright, so I'll just try to attack again.
Not bad. You already used your action.
What can I do with the bonus action, actually?
Bonus action? Depends,
can
like...
Can you throw a dagger on a bonus action?
No, that's an action.
You can throw more than enemies at, though.
Do on bonus action.
I don't have any spells that I could do. At all.
I was referencing the boat.
Maybe you could get back... To maybe use something like move.
Well, I can't use my bow because I'm not within that feet.
What if you just beat him with your bow?
I don't think there's anything you can do unless
no.
You have a spell.
Unless I just want to punch him in the face.
Fuck it.
Yeah, see if. Block this, bitch! So, do I have to roll a d20 for that?
What are you doing?
I'm just gonna punch him in the face.
I just realized since
that
we
would
do
also
anything.
Be just a fan.
Dude, we could twerk it on
for
damage.
It's a bonus action since he's a monk.
Okay,
well. Alright, so there's nothing I can do.
Daniel.
It's all watermelon.
What if
so
we just went and twerked
the
it on to death?
Big turn, so they get to
do it. Bro, I didn't even get to do anything.
All four of them
either.
Get to go again?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, next to that, remember?
Yeah, that was their surprise one.
I could smell those,
roll,
they'll smell disgusting.
I mean, if Rhett was able to roll a higher. Perception, you guys could have stopped him.
That's okay.
Dude, it's your fault!
Oh.
Yeah, I look at the dice.
So,
fuck you!
So the one you attack is going to try and attack you again. This time they don't have advantage, but 15 plus 3.
That hits.
18. That's going to be another. That's going to be a d4 plus 1. Right. That's going to be 2 damage.
Oh,
shit. Oh, I got 12 health.
Okay. Next one's going to attack Ethan. These are the ones on the right side.
Okay.
There's like one at
our
the
left,
one
your
the
right.
Back.
Wait, never mind.
This, you're right.
Uh-huh.
4 plus 3 doesn't hit. It goes in, but then you're just like, cool.
He goes, move! I'm here to work out.
No, it snaps his arm.
No, he goes,
just.
No, he goes, whoo, and his back pops out and it deflects.
Just.
And then the two on the left side, which are towards the middle, are going to attack Noah.
Ah, shit. Both of them? 15,
18. No,
yeah,
just
that,
one.
That hits.
Okay, so it's going to be 2 damage.
They've hit like almost every hit, except for that first surprise attack.
And
on me.
Natural 20 on Daniel.
Oh, goddamn.
No.
That's gonna hurt.
So it's gonna be double the dice damage.
Oh, shit. Daniel's dead.
Dude,
I'm about all. That's gonna be 4-5 damage.
What's your health remaining at?
9.
Oof. Alright. Now it's Onaga's turn.
Where's the d20?
Fuck.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Kid.
So there's one to my right, correct?
Yeah, there's one on your right. Because one's in the back where Ethan's at, and then one's at the front
where
I'm at. How tall are they?
Okay, I see.
Roughly.
They're about like 3-4 feet tall.
Oh.
Okay. Ken, I like. Kind of like spin around and take my axe and like try to cleave him in half.
Cleave.
I mean,
360 them. Is that
go
what
ahead,
you're trying
go.
To do?
Go ahead and
one
take
angle.
Take off from me. Take us.
You're using your great axe, right?
Dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ethan's like unzips and just.
All right. Go ahead and make your attack.
Why
did
you crack the table? 19 plus 3.
He rolled a 1.
No,
now
it was.
No.
It actually was 19.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That was, yes.
That's gonna hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
What's your... No, that's... You got a different dice for your axe, right?
Yeah, different
it's,
dice.
It's a d12.
Oh, yeah, dude. Dang, I got to roll a 16.
D12.
Probably
and it's going to be plus your strength?
Yep. 6. 6 damage.
Kills it.
Cleave that thing right in half.
It just like... and it just kind of falls.
It goes...
Alright. Place the wise.
Yes,
your turn.
I want a lightning blast.
Okay.
Roll a d20 for.
Where you're at now, you'd only be able to hit one of them, actually.
So.
What if you walked up to it?
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Well, because.
Well.
He's gonna turn to his left.
These things
and
are.
And there's one of them right there, and the other one's right there. Right beside him.
So I have a question, right?
Yeah.
So
you can handle the next
are,
one, right?
They're kind of like twigs, so they're made of wood, right?
One
yeah. Hey, y'all can
well,
handle
wood
the next one,
isn't
huh?
a good conductor of electricity. Wouldn't that not do as much damage?
Why are you trying to screw us over, dude?
I'm just trying to make it
no.
legit.
No.
It wouldn't. All right, we're good.
I imagine, like, lightning fucking disintegrate.
So, you'll only be able to hit one of them? So, I believe it's a dex save, is it not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Alright. That'll be 12. Does that pass or?
Do huh?
I'll get your DC safe though.
What is it?
Shit, where is that again?
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Huh?
That right there. DC save, 13.
Oh.
So it fell, so it's gonna take full damage.
Damn.
It's gonna take full damage?
That's 2d6.
Fire for effect.
This one, right?
D6.
Two of these.
Two of those?
And you just roll one and roll the other.
Add it up.
Three.
Four, six.
That kills it.
Hey, got him, bro. Like.
So there's two in there.
You two can handle.
Oh, two. Right.
Ooh, your turn.
Disposal, dude.
Alright. So
I'm talking about small ones.
I'm gonna just hit the closest one with that quarter staff. Give me that quarter staff.
The one right on top of you. Mm-hmm.
One little hit. Yeah, I'm gonna get payback.
That hits.
Alright. D6, boy.
I wanna.
Six.
If there's one left, I want to look at it, say you've been judged in the beat of a hammer.
Can I handle the last one, Rock?
Well, Vess also has
to. Now, it's now Vess's turn.
Hang on. Can I use my bonus action to hit the other one? Is he too far away?
You can run up on
him. Huh, that's concerning.
I'm going to run up to him then.
Okay, go ahead. For bonus action.
That's the bottom out of someone's chair.
Okay.
No, that comes out of the table. I'm pretty sure.
The table just collapsed.
I got a 3.
Sure.
Not high
enough. Yeah, it's not gonna hit.
Give him a little scratch.
Whenever you go to hit, he just kind of like.
Hey, grows back into the wall and then comes back out.
Yeah.
So it's now Vess's turn. Look at Vess.
Noah.
What kind of weapon says that Vess has?
What?
What kind of weapons does she have?
The kind I'm about to take.
She has a long sword, but...
Rhett, you want to buy that off her?
Nah, I stick with short
she
swords.
She uses her loot to fucking...
She makes a song, he's like, oh, and just dies.
Oh. She's gonna cast,
Me and Daniel noticed that at the same time, and we both just stared for a while.
He's like...
We've been out this
she's
desert
gonna
for weeks.
Cast
for weeks
vicious
my sweet
mockery.
Tea. What her if it's been
she's gonna make
gone.
Fun of it to death?
Yeah.
like what she did to Ethan.
Short prank.
So,
and he goes, and just dies.
Oh, hell
so
no.
Hey,
it's gonna
faggot works because he's a little bundle.
It's gonna be
stick.
A wisdom saving throw.
Do what the fuck now.
You see that, Ethan?
So, the twig
no,
fails. It's gonna take 1d4.
Drop from the ceiling. I'm burning the house.
She's gonna be like, "Clean your dick, tree man." It's gonna take 3 damage.
It's gonna. Like,
it just
hurt.
It kind of grabs its head. She's like,
it goes.
Nice twig.
Goes sadly. Don't listen to bad woman. She beat me.
But it like becomes.
It's still alive though.
I thought it becomes an actual tree and then goes.
Alright, so I imagine it's close to death, right?
Oh yeah, it's close to death. You see twigs falling off of it. Now,
I'm gonna throw that away for you. It's my turn, right?
Yes, it is now
okay.
Your turn.
I will do a finishing move by taking the short sword and just shoving it up through his chin.
I was gonna look at it and say, you've been judged and hit with a hammer.
You've been judged.
Fuck!
You miss.
Yes!
You miss.
Oh wait, who's next?
I rolled a 4.
No, it's twigs. Quick's turn.
Oh, it's gonna attack one of us.
Who's it gonna
it's
attack?
Gonna look at
attack.
Me and just
it's
fucking
attack
karate
it's
chop.
Gonna, it's gonna attack, throw chop. Rhett's gonna be like, on the ground.
I'm dead.
It's gonna miss.
Okay, we're good.
It kind of like goes into strangling.
Ethan, you should walk up to it and grab it by its head and just crush it.
Just one go. Hand and just take it and collapse its head.
13.
You're running up from the back of the line. No, you won't be able to hit it. Because he's in the way and he's in the way.
Can I push them out of my way? Can I push them out of my way to get there?
I mean,
if I can grab us both and just
boom!
Are you guys gonna resist?
No.
Okay, then yeah.
Why'd we resist?
Okay, I walk up there and I grab it by the head and I try to collapse its head. What do I need to do for that since it's an unarmed?
You gotta hit it.
I just, oh no, yeah, I just rolled a 13.
You're just gonna make an unarmed attack?
Wait, what do I add to that? My dexterity? Or strength?
Strength.
Okay, 16.
That hits.
Okay.
So. Why do you wanna kill it?
I wanna
smash
grab
it
by the head and I wanna grab it and just. No, I thunderclap.
You see
it.
The green ooze pop, like, flow out as you just.
That
I just take my hands together and go.
You guys are
thunderclap.
Out of and do out here. As these little twig men.
I did it. I took it and went, boom.
Yeah, maybe we should stick somebody who can actually see in the front.
How much health do you have left from that little engagement? Or how much do
you
lose? I lost a lot.
I only lost 4 health.
Well, I got a potion if me and you want to pop one to get back up to full.
Pop
them all right, me and you can get up to full. I mean, but Vess has that thing that can heal us.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
I have cure wounds, too.
All right, let's try that.
She's like, I mean, I can do it. It's going to cost some... Spell slot.
I'll do it at first level.
I don't think you'd go. It cost a spell slot, by the way.
And you just look at him.
So who needs healing?
Those two.
Everyone?
No.
Okay, so not me. Who's most damaged?
I lost half of mine. I was at
14, he's like 4 so health.
I was at 17. I'm at 9. I lost a lot of damage.
Daniel lost like 8.
You lost one more than me. I lost a lot of damage. Just heal up, Daniel. All
right.
I'll heal up, Noah.
Alright, so you're going to cast Cure Wounds as well? First level? Okay. So
I cast Alcohol and heal myself.
Alcoholism.
See what you do for that.
It's going to be the first level. So.
It's a 1d8 plus Gale
spellcasting.
Noah. Where is my spellcasting?
I just spell attack modifier.
Hey, get back here. We're not done.
Oh, like cramp.
Okay. So, 1d8.
Dude, I was getting up from Tinkle too.
So,
I'll tinkle off
Daniel,
the back
you
porch.
Get 8 health back.
Nah, alright, let me roll for Noah.
Is that all my health?
I'm not 9. Hey.
Hey, Dylan.
Yeah, that's all my health.
On a d8.
Yeah, where's the d8? Hold up.
Oh, 4-sided. 8-sided.
Alright.
7 plus 5. 8.
13.
Okay. So go ahead and mark off a spell slot.
No, it's fine.
You go off the back porch.
Where's my spell save? What?
Spell slots.
I'll go off the front porch.
So you have 2 first level spell slots, so now you only have 1.
So I can only use a spell one more time?
Yeah, until you take the...
When will we level up again?
Alright, we should level up today.
I almost came back with BAM!
Alright.
Yeah. How long have we been doing this? I got here about 1.
No, you didn't.
No,
you
got
it
here
was
2.
Past
1 or 2.
It's like 2:30.
So
this,
we've been
this
at
just
it
fell
for
out
like
of
about
the
3
chair.
Hours.
Like,
airsoft
that just fell out
two.
Of his chair.
Yeah. He gets off work at 5.
Yeah, he'll be around here about 6.
Yeah, probably.
So around 8, we can go out and do some airsoft.
It's
going to
be dark.
I'm doing airsoft tomorrow. Today's D&D.
Well, we've already been at this session for quite a fucking while.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying,
we have time.
He had a pistol in his hand and was just standing there. I was like, where are you going? He goes,
I'd be careful, man. Especially after what just happened.
Oh, I think he's going to put down your cat.
After what just happened, man. Like,
what?
My asshole neighbor calling my dad like, oh, they were talking about... sister being drunk.
How'd they even get that out?
I don't even know.
You know what I bet it was?
Noah's high off his tits.
Yep.
Because, like, as soon as Rhett said that, I looked up and I saw a guy on the porch. I was like, fuck.
Well, I didn't know.
You're
smoking methane crack.
Methamphetamines.
Hey.
Hello.
That scared me because I thought that was Daniel for some reason.
Daniel grew some fucking hair. Oh, you scared me, buddy.
So let's get back into it.
Oh shit, the dog. Where's.
Oh, okay. Right there.
I was like, I don't know.
Hi, Pooh, come on. Come on, Pooh. Alright, so did we kill the last one?
Yeah,
we killed it.
You can.
Aiden walked up and crushed its head.
You're healing us right now.
She's looking at you.
I
just
like.
Hate
I just like.
Hate
I can like
she's
get out of your way and just.
I love you, sister.
Huh?
That's it.
Huh? I love you.
She turns around. Huh?
Fucking Shrek.
Continues
huh?
to eat it.
No, I got you up like 12 health.
I can't get it open. Open it, please.
Oh, you got it.
You think that it's gonna open it?
Oh, surprise enough.
I think what
I wanted to.
Dude, you should have.
Nah, she would have beaten me.
Oh, worth it in the end.
She turns around just.
She turns around just.
Slim Jim? No.
Give me the Slim Jim.
He goes to put her in a
headlock. Oh!
I put some.
Hey, Daniel, can you flag that real quick?
Oh, fuck!
Oh, no!
She's like, oh, god damn! Fuck!